From our studios in downtown Portland, Oregon, this is a Coin6 digital exclusive.
Welcome back into another Your Weather special. You know, we're actually going to talk about some exciting weather this week. I've got Joseph Dames with me. He's the weekend meteorologist. Good morning.
Good morning. It's Monday. We had an excited weekend, kind of prepping for what's going on right now.
We did. So the past week, we've been seeing some cues for snow in Portland. Yes. And now that we've arrived to this brand new week, we did see some snow, you know, over the weekend and up north, mostly out towards Longview, Kelso, anywhere in elevation. Late Sunday night into Monday, we did see some snow. Isn't that right?
Yeah, it took some time to finally get some colder air in place. But it does seem like the hills up in areas of Clark and Cowlitz County kind of saw more snow than the rest of us down here in Oregon, for the exception of the Oregon coast range.
Yeah.
That had some good snow overnight.
Nice. Okay, so it seemed like anywhere in elevation or anywhere up north, you know, got the cold air. We have been tracking this Arctic blast, you could say, that was going to bring very cold temperatures down to Portland. I remember looking at models, you know, 8-9 days ago that were showing temperatures in Portland in the teens.
Yes.
And we didn't see that yet, but
no.
There's still a chance that we do see a little blast of cold air, especially Tuesday morning into Wednesday and Thursday. So that's kind of part of the recipe for getting snow in Portland. So I think moving forward, there is still an opportunity that areas in the Portland metro area and the valley do get some snow. So we're going to go into that the next time frames that we could see that. So you just polished off the weekend. How were you kind of seeing, or what were you seeing in the forecast, you know, moving forward into the next couple of days, those trends back yesterday?
I think, to be honest, as we kind of went through the weekend, started off a little more positive for a chance for snow in the valley early Saturday when I was looking at models. And then as I got to Sunday night, I mean, it had trended to warmer temperatures in the valley and away from much snow, for the exception of maybe tonight into Tuesday morning and Wednesday night into Thursday, which seems like those are the two moments that we still might have a chance.
Yeah.
But it's not, you know, spilling over.
It isn't.
With snow.
Yeah. And that's always a bummer for me. I've been really looking forward to snow, so I think I need to set my expectations a little lower. You know, it's just so hard in Portland
to get
snow.
Yes. It's even harder for, like, locations in Salem sometimes because they see that south wind even earlier, and it could really warm things up. You know, we had our podcast, your two-week weather podcast last week, and we're chatting about the, you know, winter trends and how difficult it is for us to actually see snow.
Yeah.
And so you could go back and listen to that one as well.
Yeah, good podcast, very informational with kind of the processes of how snow happens here in the valley. So let's talk about our next chance for snow. So it's Monday, late morning right now, and this will go out and, you know, be live after about lunchtime on Monday. So going into tonight, Monday evening, today's what, it's the 13th. So I think we will see that cold blast that'll kind of drop our upper atmospheric temperatures up there, you know, around the 850 millibar temperature zone, and create a profile that will allow for snow. So meaning the air column all the way up down to the surface will be freezing, finally. So I think that setup will occur as we head into probably after midnight tonight. So we have the cold air in place. We just need some of that precipitation. So, you know, there is a system that we've been tracking that's going to move in towards the Central Valley and throw some precipitation our way. So those two could match up and produce some snow showers going into Tuesday morning.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're looking at. And as you mentioned, heading into the overnight hours, I agree with you. I think it's probably going to be after midnight, 10 p.m. if, you know, maybe. But then it's pairing it with that moisture, and we'll see if we can get that overnight into tomorrow morning. But it doesn't look impressive as far as snow totals go for around the Portland metro area, as far as the forecast
isn't much of a widespread snow event. It's more like we'll be cold enough to see those showers falling as snow. So they'll be very spotty. I think we'll see just dustings around the Portland metro area, and more so for the upper elevations where it is colder. So snow showers, better chance if you're in a colder area. But in Portland specifically, I think finally we'll see that temperature profile set up for snow. and maybe get some snow showers that drop half an inch at most.
That's what it looks like, yeah, at most. I'm kind of leaning towards that dusting to a half an inch, as you mentioned there, and we kind of discussed
before. Yeah, and there have been a couple models that are pretty much on par with that amount. So, I think both of us don't really think we'll see any significant snow, at least in Portland and the Portland metro area, you know, Portland proper, going into tomorrow morning. Our next setup for snow, maybe Wednesday night and Thursday.
Yeah, and it kind of looks like Wednesday is going to be pretty dry for the first part of the day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then that low starts rolling up the Oregon coast late Wednesday evening.
Yeah, it's a pretty strong low, too. It's pretty impressive on the models. It's like a low center of about 979.
I did see that, yeah.
Yeah, which is, that's pretty strong. So we kind of think that maybe the warm air will kind of overtake any chances for snow, because as that system approaches, it kind of drags in that warm air from the south, southwest. So at this point in time, we could either see a big snowstorm, we get widespread snow, or it's just too warm again and it all turns to kind of rain or even freezing rain. So I think Thursday morning could be interesting at this point in time.
Yeah, I would say so as well. You know, last really heading into the weekend, it was saying, wow, this is going to be
a big event.
This is a system right here. This is a heavy hitter, maybe. But it does seem like that warm tongue kind of comes up through parts of the valley. So at this point in time, you know, can't set it in stone, but like south of Portland,
probably
looks pretty tough to see that cold air infiltrate that area. It's still possible we see that cold air again sucked in from the gorge before we actually warm up. So the timing of that is always really interesting. But it seems like in the past, the trends of other systems that are similar to this, that warm air usually comes in and ruins the snow chance for us pretty quick.
I think for me, the question for the Wednesday-Thursday event is whether we'll be cold enough, not so much if we'll see the precipitation.
Yes,
whereas
exactly.
The event on tomorrow morning is more so of a precipitation question. Like, are we going to see enough precipitation to drop any snow around? So, I mean, it is, you know, mid-January. We haven't really seen much snow so far this winter time. So I've been really hoping we get some. And this, you know, Wednesday night could be promising if things change. There still is time for the forecast to alter.
Even Sylvan Hill and some of those locations up in the West Hills haven't seen any snow. So it's not even just Portland, Surf Waterfront Park and stuff like that. You know, it's even those higher elevations that can see some wet snow mixing in or some ice. And we just have been bare.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a rainy start to this month, though.
Yes, it has been.
But yeah, not so much snowy.
And that goes for the gorge as well. I mean, the gorge really hasn't had any winter events either. It's just been confined to the mountains, which is wonderful. We had, like, I think we doubled the base at the ski resorts this weekend. It was
very impressive. And moving forward to the mountains, we'll see some more significant snow this week. I think models are shooting towards about 2 feet of new snow by Thursday or Friday.
Skiers going to love it.
Skiers going to love it. Yeah, it's really healthy for the mountains, too. The snowpack has really improved because we were well below normal just 2 weeks ago. And now we're at about 65%, which is a major improvement from about 25%, you know, 2 weeks ago, which was kind of concerning at that point.
Yes.
But yeah, I guess moving forward, I mean, areas around the gorge, want to point out that tonight, I think around, you know, Cascade Locks, even if you're up in elevation around 500 feet, I think we will see some snowfall, maybe up to about 2 to 6 inches out towards the west end of the gorge. And then for portions of Clark County, and then up through Longview again, I think there's a better chance that we see some more snow tonight, too, like maybe an inch or so, a better dusting going into tonight. So be on the lookout for that. But in terms of official snow in Portland, it's been we've got some chances this week, but it's been dry so far.
It is, yeah. going into the weekend, if I would have, you know, I would have been really surprised if we didn't see a snowflake here in Portland heading into Saturday. But at this point in time,
are you questioning it?
A little bit, yeah. I think overnight tonight into tomorrow morning is a good chance for us to see some snowflakes and some light snow here in the valley. So,
you know,
the commute tomorrow morning, you know, you'll have...
It could be a bit dicey, so just be on the lookout for that. And you know, I wake up very early to get ready for work, and I'm looking forward to waking up and hoping there's some snow on the ground.
And Natasha is usually ready to rock and roll pretty late, too.
Yes.
So if you have any questions, I mean, social media is really the best way to connect and bridge that connection.
And I would even stress going on Twitter, too. Twitter is a very fast way to gain information. Both Joseph and I and Natasha have Twitter accounts where we're always posting updates and new snow updates, rain updates, whatever you want. So we are excited to get this going, and hopefully we get some snow. And again, thanks for joining in our latest Your Weather podcast, and we'll see you next time.
Yes.
The Coin 6 Podcast Network is your home for all sorts of content you can't find anywhere else. Visit coin.com/coinpodcast to see our entire library. And you can always subscribe to all of the Coin 6 podcasts on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.